You had a good rest, so keep resting, but this time make the effort to watch this very important lesson about object pronouns in English. I know for sure that the title is not at all attractive because it does not sound fun, but do not worry, it is going to be a simple lesson. And what is all this? Look at these sentences. I return the book. They call Cecilia. I watch many movies. There is another way I can express these ideas. Instead of returning the book, I can say I return it. Instead of they call Cecilia, I can say they call her. And instead of I watch many movies, I could say I watch them. In English, this, it, the and other forms are called object pronouns. A very important observation, note that in Spanish we usually place these words before the verb and in other cases after the verb, but most of the time we put them first. In English, they should not be placed after the verb. After the verb. There are some special cases in which you will find them later. In the examples I'm going to show, they always come after. Let's go back to the examples I just gave. First, let's put the word order as they should be expressed in English. Remember that when we put them in English style, they won't make much sense in Spanish. We must remember that in English, personal pronouns are always mentioned. We usually omit them with the pronouns. Yo lo devuelvo, ellos le llaman, yo los veo. Now we said that object pronouns go after the verb, so in English they would be I return it. I return it. They call her. They call her. I watch them. I watch them. You see how object pronouns go after the verb in English. Next, let's learn the object pronouns for each personal pronoun. For I it's am I, for you it's the same as you. For he, him. For she, it's her. Her, remember this written pronunciation is not perfect, it's not, but her. Her, as if there were no vowel between the H and the R, her, for it is the same as it. For we, it's us. Us and for they, them, them. Let's review. Me, you, him, her, it, is, them. Now we're going to practice a little bit with these object pronouns. He tells us, remember that the object pronoun must come after the verb. We would have to say something like El dice knows. Now what pronoun does nose refer to? To us. It's as if it were saying, he says to us. First let's translate el dice. He tells. He tells. Remember that in affirmative sentences you add s to the verb that goes with he. And what is the object pronoun for we? Us. He tells us. He tells us. Using the same verb tell. How would you say this? Te digo. First you have to remember that the pronoun yo has been omitted here. Yo te digo. So, in English it would be yo digo te. What would it be? I tell you. I tell you. Using the verb tell, how would you express me dicen? What is the pronoun that we have omitted here? Ellos. Ellos me dicen. They tell me. They tell me. And how would it be? You tell him. What is the pronoun that we have omitted here? You. You tell him. You tell him. And how would you tell her? You tell her. You tell her. How would it be? You tell them, you tell them. You tell them. Now let's use the verb call. Call, llamar. How do they say me llaman? What is the omitted pronoun here? It could be ellas or ellos. They call me or ellas me llaman. And how would it be then? They call me. They call me. For example, if you want to say, they call me crazy, they call me crazy. They call me crazy. She calls him. Here the lo refers to one thing. She calls it. She calls it. They call us. They call us. Let's use the verb love now. Love, amar. How do I express I love her? Obviously, remember that the whole idea here is I love her. I love her. She loves him. Loves him. Loves him. He loves her. He loves her. We love you. The whole idea here is we love you. We love you. Deny this idea. We don't love you. We don't love you. But in Spanish, in some cases, we place the object pronoun after the verb. Let's use the verb find. Find, encontrar. As they say, we can't find it if we refer to, for example, a telephone, which is a thing. We can find it. We can find it. Express the same idea, but the lo now refers to him, that is, we can't find him. We can find him. We can find him. Let's use the verb call, llamar once more. They are calling me or they are calling me. Remember that the whole idea is they are calling me. They're calling me. They're calling me. One final observation. Pay attention to these object pronouns. Him, her, and them. I see him. I see him. I see her. I see her. I see them. I see them. I see them. In everyday conversation, on certain occasions, some people omit some letters from these three object pronouns. They remove the initial H from him, but this new form can sound like am. I see them. I see them. They also remove the initial H from her and it sounds like I see her. I see. They remove the first two letters from them and it sounds a little different too. I see. You will notice that both him and them, when abbreviated, can sound the same. I see. Remember that this characteristic only occurs with the pronouns him, her, and them, nothing else. And these forms can be used. I leave that up to you. Personally, I think it is better to use the full forms more, but you will notice that with certain verbs it will be easier to omit letters. If you felt that you got a little tangled up in the exercises, it is because we were forced to translate from Spanish to English. And I did it on purpose so that you can see the difference in structure. We often forget the pronouns that we omit in Spanish. I hope this lesson has been useful to you, and I'll be back with more videos for persevering people like you. The lazy ones may have already stopped at the second lesson. See you soon.